Welcome back to the roundtable. The Albany Damien Center's mission is to enhance the lives of people affected by HIV/AIDS and an affirming environment, and to reduce new infections in the communities they serve in upstate New York. Tomorrow, the Albany Damien Center will host their AIDS Walk and Festival from 11 to 3 at the Washington Park Lake House in Albany. The AIDS Walk and Festival is a community event and fundraiser to increase awareness about HIV/AIDS and raise money to help people living with and affected by HIV and AIDS. Executive Director of the Albany, the Albany Damien Center, Jerry Gingilis, am I right on that?
Perry. Got it.
But did I get the last name right?
The last name was perfect.
Okay, so that's the one I should have screwed up, correct? Right? No. Perry Gingilis, thank you very much, Perry. How are you? If you would wear a name tag.
What's that?
Perry's wearing a name tag, and I still screwed it up. So
they kid me that I sleep in this name tag too. Well, so you know, I forget it's on half the time.
Perry Gingilis, I apologize for your botched introduction, but I welcome you to the program, and I thank you very much for being here. You do such beautiful and important work, and I'm delighted that you're here to talk about this event taking place tomorrow. So give us a sense of why this is so important and what ultimately the community gets out of it.
Well, Joe, I tell you, we're at an incredible time with the HIV epidemic that we have the science now to prevent new infections. But I don't feel that we get the word out enough about HIV and about how critical it is that we are able to help people with HIV get the services that they really deserve. And so tomorrow's walk will be not just remembering the people that we've lost to AIDS over the years during this epidemic, but also to really commit to helping each person who is struggling with HIV, which many of them you don't hear from. They're suffering with poverty. They're suffering with stigma, discrimination still. And there are medications now that can get a person's HIV viral load so low, we call it undetectable, mm-hmm. and then they cannot physically pass the virus on to somebody else. And so now in 2019, we actually have medications that can help someone live a long life, but also prevent new HIV infections in our community. The hard part is that there are too many people who are not getting treatment and care, or also too many people that don't know their HIV status. And so events like AIDS Walk, again, reaffirms our community's commitment to helping people with HIV get these treatment and get the treatment and services that they need to be able to get undetectable.
The AIDS Walk and Festival is a wonderful event that is happening tomorrow from 11 to 3 in Washington Park, the Lake House in Albany. Tell us about your keynote speaker.
Absolutely. So Tanya Aspat, and I say I'm going to mess up the name now, Asapanza Johnson-Walker is the co-founder and the policy liaison for the Transgender Advocacy Group, otherwise known as TAG, out of New York City. They really provide statewide leadership for the transgender community. And so she has agreed to come up and be our speaker. And please come out to hear her speak about not just HIV, but also a lot of the issues that are directly affecting our transgender community today. Really looking forward to having her there. We're going to have the NAMES Project quilt panels. Also, Pinnell's of Saratoga, they're bringing in a full Italian dinner. So the event is free, but certainly we will have our buckets out to collect donations. And online right now, we are at 24,000 and still going. With raising funds for the event.
It is just an amazing event, and you have so much going on. And in the few moments that we have here, give us a sense of what people, the best way to experience what will be going on tomorrow.
Absolutely. So, I mean, please come down about 10:30, 11 o'clock is when we're going to be kicking things off, starting with a little Zumba, getting things moving. We're going to have our U equals U warriors, which are going to be talking about undetectable equals untransmittable. So really a lot of tables from organizations that provide services, but also a lot of tables from community businesses. So it's really a festival atmosphere. And the weather looks like, and I don't want to jinx myself, I'll knock some wood right now.
No, it looks good.
Weather looks incredible for tomorrow. Last year it was a bit icy and cold. And then, of course, we're going to walk around the lake. You know, and at that time, I know I always personally, as a person living with AIDS, I remember so many of the people who are not as fortunate as me to be still here today, because I am benefiting from the medicines and also the incredible support that we have right here in New York State and in the Capital Region.
I wanted to, normally I would have gotten to it at the very beginning, but I wanted to make sure we got in all the information about the event. So let me ask you just about the Damien Center and the work that you do, which is just amazing. I go by this amazing place every single solitary day, and it's just such a beautiful place, and how it has grown and become a wonderful part of our community is just a lovely story.
And Joe, I tell you, we've been doing this since 1988, and yep. We were the very first drop-in center in the nation to open to specifically help people with HIV come to grips with this disease. And as you know, we had the fire in 2013 where we were left with nothing. And so the new Damien Center, which is now our 26,000 square foot building on Madison Avenue, is a true testament to the community's support and love for really our work, which is really helping every single person who is living with HIV and also those family members that are affected by HIV to get the treatment and care and all the supportive services that they need, from housing to meals to even assistance with their pets. We have a PAWS program, which is just really incredible. So nobody has to be sick and have to worry about giving up their pets when they're going into the hospital. So we're still here and we're going to stay committed to being here to helping. But the hard part is more and more people are coming in for help. Our housing units are all full. We have a waiting list. So, you know, it is where the community support is still desperately needed to help us keep the doors of the Damien Center open for every single person that needs us.
We have just less than a minute, so I'm throwing out a big question in a short period of time, but that idea of a waiting list. And so what do people do in the meantime?
Well, that's the hard part. They do come into the Damien Center's drop-in space, which is Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. they spend with us until 6:30 p.m. But then it really is where they are either living, they're going to the shelters, or really for a lot of people living with HIV, they feel safer, sleeping on the streets. And, you know, that's really not okay. And the fear of violence, I think, is the other thing that, especially with our transgender population who's homeless, that is one thing that they fear when getting services. And so we offer a real comfortable, safe living room environment for people to be in during the day. But yeah, after we close, it can be very hard for people. So definitely more support is needed. I'm looking to expand our services, but really to keep up with the number of people who are coming in every day can be challenging for us. So we really need the community's support and help. And one of the things that people could do is go to our website, donate online. You can volunteer with us. So we really appreciate and also showing up tomorrow and showing your support at AIDS Walk.
The AIDS Walk and Festival for the Albany Damien Center is from 11 to 3 at the Washington Park Lake House in Albany, New York. To learn more, albanydamiencenter.org/AIDSWalk. We'll have a link on our website for that as well. Perry Gingilis, thank you very much for being with
Thanks
us. Great
so
pleasure.
Much.